For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. It's been a great 31 hours for legal scholars. That's how long they've had to read and parse yesterday's Supreme Court ruling on the federal health care overhaul. Much of yesterday's and today's media attention has understandably focused on the upholding of the individual mandate. We're going to hear now about another part of the ruling, the part that said the health care law's expansion of Medicaid placed an unfair burden on states. In just a moment, we'll get the perspective of Dr. Patty Minner, a constitutional law expert with the WKU History Department. But first, some quick background. President Obama's Affordable Care Act told states they had to expand their Medicaid programs to a wider swath of poor Americans starting in the year 2014, or risk losing all of their existing Medicaid funding. The attorneys general of 26 states, as part of their lawsuit against the Health Care Act, said that the threat violated previous agreements struck between the states and the federal government. We asked Professor Minter, who's read the entire Supreme Court decision, to tell us what the majority ruled regarding the Medicaid portion of the law.
The Medicaid expansion violates the Constitution by threatening the states with a loss of existing. And here you got to underline the word existing. It would take away existing Medicaid funding. So that's become a vested right. If they decline to comply with the expansion. Now, again, where do you get the power to do Medicaid funding? Well, you get it under the General Welfare Clause. And what the fourth point that the Roberts Court makes is that the Congress may enact cooperative state and federal spending programs, and that's called cooperative federalism. They can enact cooperative state and federal spending programs, but it can only stand if the state voluntarily and knowingly accepts the term of such programs. In other words, the state has to opt in. And if they don't opt in, you cannot take away what they already have, which is a vested right. So all five justices agree that the extension of Medicaid to the states is constitutional if, and it's got to be an if the state accepts the terms.
Chief Justice John Roberts surprised many observers by ruling with the majority that upheld the individual mandate portion of the health care law. But what did he say in his opinion regarding the impropriety of the law's Medicaid funding element?
To quote from the opinion, when a court confronts an unconstitutional statute, its endeavor must be to create or conserve, not destroy, legislation. So again, what he's doing here and what the five in the majority are doing is showing judicial restraint, trying to find a way to uphold this. And it's the justices Roberts and Breyer and Kagan who believe that it is unconstitutional to tell the states they lose what they've got if they don't move ahead with the new plan. But again, the cooperative federalism, if the state says yes, then the cooperative federalism of expanding Medicaid funding will continue. And what's interesting about that is that the funding mechanism can be up to 100%. It is unlikely that states will not opt in, because certainly Medicaid funding is a challenge that all 50 states face. But again, to put it in layman's terms, if you've already got your agreement with the federal government and you've been taking the money, this cannot penalize you if you do not want to participate in the new program. They can't take away what you already had.
We've been speaking with Dr. Patricia Minter, a constitutional law expert with the WKU History Department. She's been explaining the rationale behind the Supreme Court's ruling on federal funding for expanded Medicaid services. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.